Good morning. We continue with our Mishnayos series, Maseches Brachos, Perek Hey. We're beginning with Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Ein Amdim L'Spalel, a person should not stand up to Tefillah El Mitoch Kovid Rosh. A person should have Kovid Rosh literally translated as a heavy head, which is the opposite of a light head, the opposite of lightheadedness. So, a person doesn't have to lean his head down when he's davening. But it should mean they should be focused, he should be paying attention, he should take it seriously and realize who he is standing in front of, and be able to prepare himself properly to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Davin, and to put forth his bakashas of the day. The Mishnah continues, Chasidim HaRishonim, the early Chasidim. This doesn't refer to people with long payas, this refers to people who went Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, and people who used to come to davening early, they would come to davening 1 hour before davening started, and they would wait and be able to focus their attention and get themselves prepared for the davening. The Mishnah explains, it's like this, they're able to align their hearts with their tefillos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even if a king would come, wish the person a good morning, Yishol b'shlomo, ask about his shalom, lo yeshivenu, a person should not answer to him. V'fil nachash karach alakevo, lo yafsik, even if a snake is wrapped around someone's heel, he should not stop davening. So I think it's appropriate just to take a minute to see how these halachas actually are paskin in Shulchan Aruch, because I don't think we know that many people that actually come to davening 1 hour prior to the start of tefillah. But indeed, the halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So there are not too many snakes, but I guess we have to know the halach if there is a snake. In Simin Tzadik Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch it says, Yisha sha'achas kodam shiyokim l'spal. A person should wait 1 hour before he goes to daven. Kadesh yichavin libel amokam, like this, he'll be able to be mechavin his heart to the tefillos. Not only that, he should wait a full hour after his tefillah before he leaves. So it should not look like davening is a burden that he runs out. So basically, on an average morning, shachar should take somewhere between 2 hours and 45 minutes and 3 hours, with all the waiting beforehand and afterwards. Mishabur Baruch Hashem comes along and explains that although this hour, Rishonim understand this hour to mean literally, but that is referring specifically to the Chasidim HaRishonim, to those who went Lefnim Yishur HaSadin. He writes, Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah Hochichu Migamara Te'af Al-Gav, even though the B'chol Makom Amrinon, every all other places we say, Shah Pirush Yisham, where the Shah just means a period of time, which means a very short period of time. Hacha Pirush Yisham Achas Mishdemes Yisham, here it means 1/12 of the day. Umiu, Zela Chasidim, this refers to people who are able to go Lefnim Yishur HaSadin. Ulesh'ar Am, and to the rest of society, doesn't have that leisure. Dai B'Shom U'etes Sheyisha Kodam Sheyaschel. It is enough for a person to wait just a simple short amount of time, but the idea should be that a person should come to shul with enough time to get the presence of mind to be able to be mispiled without just rushing in, throwing his tefillah out, and then rushing out, which unfortunately sometimes is the case in our busy schedules. But the halach is a person should try to allow some time to focus his attention before he actually davens. So what this mishnah means in terms of practical halacha is a person should be able to give himself the presence of mind before he's mispelled. Now in terms of the snake and the king coming over to a person in the middle of tefillah, it's in the Kuf Dalid. Difference between what? I guess it depends who the king is.
We're not getting political now.
Lo yafsik b'tfilaso. A person should not, so the Shulchan Aruch HaSimna Kuf Dalet, so if Aleph writes, a person should not make a hefsik, he should not stop in the middle of his tefillah. Afilu melech Yisrael, very important word. Afilu melech Yisrael, a Jewish king, Shoel b'shlomo comes to ask about his peace, he wishes him a good morning, lo yeshivenu. You shouldn't answer him, because if David HaMelech comes over to you, middle of tefillah, and he says, good morning. And he says, oh, you're in the middle of davening. Chances are he won't have you executed for that. Aval, melech of the Ovid Gelulim, a king of idol worshippers, im efshalo lekatzas. Now he has a dilemma. Because if he's not going to stop, this could be the very last tefillah that he'll be zeichet to have. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mechaber writes, im efshalo lekatzer, if he has the ability, he has to be able to make the split-second decision. If he could be mekatzer, dehainu, he explains, sheyomar tchilas habracha v'sofa kodem shegiyah yedlov. We've discussed this previously, that there is an option that a person could be mekatzer the tefillah, he could take out all the middle words of a bracha. In other words, the example we always give is atachonin. Instead of saying the whole bracha of atachonin, it says atachonin ladum das, barachato Hashem chonin ados. In other words, he skips out the middle of all the brachas. Baruch Aleinu Hashanah Azos, Baruch Ato Hashem, Baruch Hashanah. Notice he skips out all the middle parts. If he's able to do that and finish up before the king comes over, oh, in Eshlo Shiyatim Naderech, he could, you know, quickly somehow just skirt off to the side of the road like this. He'll get himself out of this problem. Yitav lo yafsik b'dibur. Then mi efsher lo yafsik. If he's not able to stop, if he can't finish up Shmoneh Esrei early, you stop Shmoneh Esrei in the middle, and you wish the king a hearty good morning, you give him a bracha, and you let him go on, because the person is not mechuyev to risk his life for tefillah. Well, essentially, he is standing before the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. He is standing before the King of all kings, the Ribono Shel Olam, and that deserves more respect than anything. But ultimately, a person is not obligated to cause strife and to get himself into a very dangerous situation with a non-Jewish king. He's not mechuyev to give up his life, and therefore he should stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to answer back. And the same thing is true with regard to a snake in Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if afilu nachash, even a snake, karach al akevo, is wrapped around his heel, lo yafsik. So now he writes that Yafsik over here means, the Ramah sticks this in, it means to stop with speech. But he says, he can move someplace else to kick off the snake from his foot. Aval akrav, the scorpion posik, a scorpion has a worse track record, and therefore a person is not, again, not mechuyev to give up his life to get bitten by something which could put his life in danger. And he clarifies, v'nachash nami, in a snake, the halach would be the same thing with a snake. Imra shehu kaos umuchin lahazak posik. If he sees the snake is not in a very good mood and is just about to take a bite, then yes, he should stop. And the Gemara explains very clearly that these snakes we're talking about, the whole discussion is talking about a snake which is not a venomous snake. He has a garden snake in his backyard, and the truth is, it's just inconvenient. So no, he shouldn't stop. But he has a snake, which is a venomous snake, which could literally kill him in a couple of moments. A person does stop in the middle of tefillah and do whatever he can to get the snake out of there, call for help, or get an axe or a shovel, whatever he needs to take care of the snake before he puts his life in danger. So again, these halachas are saying that if a person has something which stands in the way of their kavanah of their tefillah, like a Melech Yisrael coming along, or a simple garden snake comes along, and it's just simply, you know, the convenience of getting it off, you shouldn't stop because he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But of course, a person should not put his life in danger, either for a melech basar v'dam, who will kill him, or a snake, in order to keep his kavan and his tefillah. One more Mishnah, Maskirin, Mishnah Beis, Maskirin Gevuris Kesham B'tchias HaMeisim. We mentioned Gevuris Keshamim. This is Mashiva Ruach Marde Gashem. Gevuris Geshem means we are talking about the power of Hashem to be able to provide Geshem. This is not a tefillah of a tachanunim. We're not asking Hashem for rain. Rather, it is a mention of the strength of Hashem, and therefore it gets in the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim, because those are the first three brachas which are not yet tachnunim. V'shalim ha-geshamim, we ask for rain. We ask Hashem to please provide rain for us. Berbechas Hashem, the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. V'havdalah, Havdalah, which is Atachon Atanu, as we mentioned on Matzah Shabbos. Where do we do that? B'chon and Hadas, in the bracha of B'chon and Hadas. And the Gemara gives several reasons why. Either because it's the first bracha where there are tachnunim, where a person asks a personal request, or because it takes seichel, to be able to differentiate between one thing and the next, and differentiating between kodesh and chol is something which takes a lot of seichel. Therefore, the bracha of chol and hadas we mentioned atachon atanu. Rekiva omer bracha revias b'fnei atzma. We mentioned it's a separate bracha. We say the bracha of atachon atanu by itself. Rabbi Elazar omer b'hoda. We say it in modim. As we know, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, we stick it into the bracha of atachonin on Motzei Shabbos. Just as a matter of mentioning. If somebody does forget to say Atachon Atanu, he does not repeat the Shemone Esrei because he makes Havdalah al HaKos. But a person should say Baruch Hamavta Ben Kol HaShlechol before lighting his Havdalah candle, because Midrabanan, a person has to have a Havdalah, you have to have it al HaKos. A person should not do any malacha before making a verbal Havdalah. Have a wonderful day.